We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud by the new Mishnah. Hanevi get va'ovad himenu. Someone's bringing a get, he's a shliach, and he loses the get. Motzei la'alter, and he looks around, he finds it right away, it's kosher. V'mlav pasul. But if he waits a while and then he finds a get, even though the get has the exact same name as the get he was bringing, it's possible. Why? Well, choshed, maybe it fell from someone else. And we'll see in the Gemara a little bit more details on that. If he found it in the pouch that he put it into, he lost the whole pouch, he finds the pouch and he has a siman on the pouch, he knows this pouch is his. In my kiroi, kosher. In my kiri, what does that mean? So Rashi learns, it means oi oi. Rashi says, or it means if I recognize the get, if you have a tfias ayin on the get, it's kosher. So it means like this, if you lose the get and you find after a zmamaruba, it's called after a while, you chesh it, someone else's get, even though you're the same shliach, you found it, you lost it, you found it, no, maybe it's someone else's. But if you find it in your pouch, so you know it's your pouch, it's good. And not only that, in my kiri, if you recognize if a tfias ayin, it's kosher. Now, in the Gemara on Beis, it's mavoyer that really, when it comes to Aveda, the only one who's nemar on Tviya Zayin is only our Talmud Chacham. But Amaretz is not nemar on Tviya Zayin. But Tosfos points out, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, on top, which is that Tosfos is going on this Mishnah, he says, Kishamaitu Atzmai Ari, Mesamchinen Hakarosai. Vavgav Lloyd Servant Rabbanon, who, even though he's not Servant Rabbanon, Nemar, Bemigu, Dibay Amalevati. The Kuliyam is a Tviya Zayin. He says, the Amaretz has Tviya Zayin also. This was Chosh, a lot of times he's lying. Here, he has a Migu, he could have said he never lost it, and therefore he's Naman. If he's Makkah the Get, he's Naman to say it's Kosher. Zog, that's the Mishnah. Zog the Gemara. It says in our Mishnah that if you lose a Get and then you find it, so if it's after Zman Meruba, it's possible. V'raminu, I'm going to ask you a Kash of our Mishnah, Mesechus Baba Metzia. The Mishnah Baba Metzia says like this, Motze Gite Noshim V'Shachuri Avadim. If someone finds, this is not the Shliach, someone finds a Get, or a get shichrur, a get isho, a get shichrur, daitiki, which is a star of matash chimera, or matonois, of star matonov, a shavrim, or is a receipt, hareza lo yachzir. You can't give it back to the person who says his name in it, because maybe it's someone else's. Or maybe more. Now, that may be someone else's, not the reason. Shani Omer, that's not because someone else says, why? Bryce says why? The Mishnah says why? Why? Shani Omer, kusuvim hoyu v'nimlach aleim shalit name. Maybe it was written, let's say by the husband or by the master, and then he changed his mind. So he can't give it to the Eved or the Isha. Why? Because maybe he didn't write it for the Maisdik. But that's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says there, if someone finds Gitin Oshim, we'll stick with Gitin Oshim, Shchuri Avadim. The halacha is that he cannot give it to the Isha or to the Eved. Why? Because maybe the husband wrote it, but he changed his mind. And therefore, and it fell from his hand. So therefore, we don't give it to them. But mashma, since it says the reason is that nimlach aleim, since it says that in the Mishnah, it's mashma, ha'amah tenu, naistim. But if the husband says, you know what, give it, I wrote it for her, it's hers, then naistim fills mamaruba, and it's mashma, even as mamaruba. And Tosfos much is exactly how we knew that it was mamaruba, maybe it was la'alter, like really Rav Zera asked later on. So Tosfos says, that it says, the nimlach, it's mashma, they were trying to say a diak, but you could give it. Now, if you found la'alta, it's not a chiddush. So it must be that it's v'zman meruba, that's the diak. The diak is, even v'zman meruba, I'm allowed to give it back. And the kasha is, our Mishnah says, if you find something at v'zman meruba, what's the halacha? V'choshesh shnei yosef and shimon. V'choshesh for someone else who has the same name. So here, if the husband says, tnu, you give it, why aren't you choshesh the wrong get? So that's the kasha on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, it's a chshash, that's a different get. And here we see it's not a chshash. Omer rabba, loy kasha. The Mara's answer is that there's a chilak, there's a difference. That you need to have shiyaros metsuyos. That, for example, this get has, it says a place. It's coming from a certain place. And now, you're saying another get fell also from coming from that place. What's the chance of that happening? So it's only if there are a lot of traffic between the two cities, is it possible to say another get fell from someone who had the same name in that city. So therefore, we can answer simple. Our Mishnah is talking about Shiyaros Metsuyas, therefore, after Zman Merubah, Choshesh fell from someone else. Mashenke, in the case of the Mishnah of Metsuyah, we're talking about Shiyaros Shiyaros Metsuyas. And the Gemara qualifies the Lach even more. V'afilu makom Shiyaros Metsuyas, v'hu shuchzu yushnei yitzvim and shimim be'ir achas. Even in the case of Shiyaros Metsuyas, you're not automatically Choshesh fell from someone else, only if you know there are two people, two Yosef and Shimon in that city. So therefore, now we're worried, maybe it's the other Yosef Shimon, because it's very, even then, it's a very far-fetched chance that it's the same get. On the same day, same city, same name, it's not so common. So you have to have two things according to Rambam. In order to be chayish, you have two things. First of all, shiaras b'tzuyos. And second of all, that is the same, there's huchzuku. We knew there's two people with the same name in that city. So therefore, you cannot be tzaymech on this get because maybe it's the other person's get. What's the raya that Rabbah would hold? He need more than just shiaras b'tzuyos. Rabbah holds he also need huchzuku shneis ben shimon. You like temahachi kasha the Rabbah, because if not, we have a stira between the two rabbis. Because of the ma'isah. The whole gita, the shtakach by Dina de Rav Huna, a get was found in the Bezdin Rav Huna, which was a place where shiaras mitzuyos, because everyone came to Rav Huna for halacha. Vavaksivbe, and it said in it, in this get, b'shviri maso da'arachas da'ara. It was made in the people from the place of shviri maso, which is on the certain nahar, rachas nahar. Vam Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said, choyishim shnei shviri. Some read it, it's like a Lashon She'ela. Should we be choshish for two Shviri, two Zivin cities? Rav Huna wasn't sure if he should be choshish, this get came from someone else. Or he said, you have to be choshish. V'amalah Rav Chistel Rabbah, Rav Chistel Rabbah, Paik V'ayimba, look into this Shaila. L'urto Bayer Levinach Rav Huna. Rav Huna is going to ask you about this tonight. And Kachava, and Nofak Dok, so Rabbah went out, V'ashkach, and he found the Mishnah, the Tanah, it says in the Mishnah, and we are assuming a bezdin usually shiaras mitzuyos, and it says any ma'isa bezdin, anything that the bezdin was mekayim, the halacha is you give it back even by shiaras mitzuyos. But by dinat the Rav Huna the makom shiaras mitzuyos dami even kapashet yachzer, and Rabbah himself paskin that you give it back. So chare, it's a problem. Rabbah just told us that you have shiaras mitzuyos, then you're worried it's from someone else. And here we're seeing, he said, Kol Maise Bezdin Rezi Yachzer means everything that was made in the Bezdin, you get, which means a certified star. It's like Rashi says, a Maitre Star Mekuyim Be Bezdin, Lech Lamechesh Le Kesuv Moi Benimlach Aleim, Noch Shash, there was a Nimlach on this. So, because you're not Mekayim a star until it's done, until it's actually given over. So, not Shash of Nimlach here, the Lach is give it back. And you're not Choshesh that maybe it doesn't belong to him, maybe it belongs to someone else. And you know, you have Sharas Mitzuyas. So what does it mean? So what's the answer? Rabbah is saying here, you give it back. And Rabbah just told us that the answer to the stira to Mishnah is that by shiaras mitzuyos, you don't give it back. Teretz is, you need another ingredient. You need huchzuku. You need huchzuku. Amei huchzuku shayas mishim and yachas in v'loy loy. So that's the bottom line. I'm going to Rabbah that the only time, let's say our Mishnah, that says that will choshed, that if can't fall for someone else, you need two tanoim. One is that huchzuku shayas mishim. And number two is shiaras mitzuyos. Obed Rabba. What was the din?
Well,
you always said it's too late. What? Yeah. So you have to have all the rice. You have to have all the rice. Huh? So Yechrami, you have to have all the rice. You have to have Edim Mesira, let's say. You have to have all the rice. You have to have all the rice. Actually, Tosis on Daf Chavdal and Beis has a kasha. Rav Meir, we know, needs Muchach Metech Ashtar. Frank Toysvis, Lefri Avuno, so I'll read the Toysvis right up. Dalam, but Toys says like this. M'toyma, Laman the Chayas to come on, Beperikin, Lestay Shviri, Ulestay Yosef Ben Shimon, this Toys of Dalam, but Deraska Be'ede, like a little bit into the Toysvis of M'toyma. He says, if you the almost Chayas is two Shviris, two Yosef Ben Shimon, Avgal Hochsugu, Inwar Hochsugu, and Kane Lerameya, Yifslu, call getin, every single get, Lemishkacha, Su, Shum get, Shay Mucha Betoychai. Vaimari, the Dafka beget Hanimtsa Hu the Chayas, Shem Achanov, only if it falls down. It's not so common. It's called mukhav b'teich, not so common. But if it falls down, you have to come out the Messiah. If you lose a get, you're in trouble. If you lose a get, you're in trouble. Hold on to that get. Back upon him, Rabbah is saying, qualifying this halacha, it's only past two things: shiaras mitzuyos and huchzgu tuyos ben shimons. Of a Rabbah over the bahu gita, the shtaka be kisna, but pumbedisa kishmeitzer. Rabbah paskin like his halacha. But a story where a get was found in the threshing house where they do the flax in Pumbedisa, like his halacha. Now, what does that mean? The Gemara is two tzadim. Iked Amri, beduchta hechad taru kisna. They found the get in the place where they soak the flax. Not so many people are there. But and there, but afa gav the huchzugu, even though there was muchzik in that city to have two Yosef ben Shimons, but l'shichin sheyarasa, therefore they gave back the get. The story was the get was found in the place where they soaked the flax. Since they soaked it since that place, not so many people were there. It wasn't like a place with a lot of traffic. even though Huchsuku, he gave it back. This means Rabba did like his Shmaitzer. It means Rabba needs two things in order not to give it back. So here's only one thing. Here's only Huchsuku. V'yikadamri, it was B'duch the Mazabri Kista, the place where they sold the flax. There was a lot of traffic there. And that's why he gave it back. Either way, what we're telling you is that Rabba holds that you need two tanayim in order that you should not give it back. And Yisharos and Huchsuku Shneyasim and Shimon. So that's Rabba. Rab Zeira asked a similar question, but he doesn't ask from the Mishnah Bava Metzia. He asks on our Mishnah from a Braisa somewhere. Rab Zeira Rami Mesnisim a Braisa or Mashani. It says in our Mishnah, Tanan, Hamevi get va'ovadimenu. Someone brings a get and they got lost. In Matzu la'altar is kosher, bimla'av pasul. If he finds it right away, it's kosher. If not, it's pasul. Why would kosher fell from someone else? That says in our Mishnah. V'raminu, I'm going to ask you a kosher from a braisa. Instead of asking a kosher from the Mishnah Bava Metzia, which says that if you say tnu, you give it back, which is a diyuk. If you say tnu, they give it back. Here we're going to ask a kosher from a different braisa. It says that was a Mishnah, it's a braisa. What does it say in the braisa? Motza get isha v'shuk. Someone finds a get isha in the street. Bezmancha baal moida. If the baal is moida and he says give it to the isha, yachsa isha, give it back to the isha. Ain't a baal moida. If the baal is not moida, lo yachsa lo yazev lo yazev. You don't give back to either one. You don't give back to the isha because maybe he changed his mind. The baal saying, I'm asking. And don't give back to the baal either because maybe what really happened is the baal gave the get to the isha. And the halacha is, if there's no ksuba, the isha could collect the ksuba with the get. So the Baal says, give me the get. So I don't want to give the ksuba. If I'm holding on to the get, I'm not going to have to give the ksuba. Therefore, don't give back to anyone. But what is this? Because they were not sure who to give back to. But what's mashma? What's klar? Havazman, on top of our base, Havazman shabal moida, me is yach leish, you give back to the isha. The fills my maruba, even after a long time. Even after a while. So you see that you give it back over here. Even here, it's matzu b'shuk, who knows how long this was. And you give it back. So I upon him. So what do you see? Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said it was Mamaruba, Yechoy Shneis Ben Shimon. Here you see, give it back. And fit Rab Zeira, Mashani, Kamba Makam Shah Shiaris Mitsuyois, Kamba Makam Shah Shiaris Mitsuyois, which is the Torah is similar to Rabba. He says, one's by Shiaris Mitsuyois, and one's by Shiaris Mitsuyois. One's Shiaris Mitsuyois, Yechoyshin. That may fell from someone else. But if it's not Shiaris Mitsuyois, it's not Choshish. Some say the Rab Zeira also needed a Tanai of Hush Hochzugu like Rabba. That's why you don't give it back. But the Rabba, it's like Rabba. So it's a Shaila if he argues with Rabba or he holds like Rabba. Some say that he has to have Hochzugu in order not to give it back. Even if there's no Hochzugu, you're still Choshish. Loy Lahadar. Or Pligid the Rabba. And so we're in the Gemara, be one or the other one. Either Hochzugu or Shirav Tzuris, one or the other won't be enough, according to Rab Zeira, Fidus Ikad Amri. One or the other won't be enough. Akapanim, that's what we're holding right now. Here we have a Rabbi who has Stira, Mishnah, Mesechtes Gittim, Mishnah, Mesechtes, and he answers that the case is Shirav Tzuris and Huchsugu. The other one only has one of them, maybe. And Rab Zeira has a Kasha from the Mishnah, our Mishnah to Ebraisa, and he answers that Shirav Tzuris and Huchsugu is a Shaila. To the shyness of the Gemara, if you need both or not, if he holds a Rabba or argues a Rabba.